I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Voters in swing states are, of course, getting a lot of attention in this close race from both parties. If you live in one of those states, you may soon be watching one of the Kerry camp's blizzard of new campaign ads. The launch plan is for tomorrow. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Matthew Algio. Matthew, how much does the Kerry campaign plan to spend on this new ad blitz?
A lot. The campaign says it'll spend about $50 million on campaign ads over the next 2 months, and that is about half of what the campaign has left in its war chest. And it's also interesting to note the ads are going to run on all kinds of channels, from local network affiliates, cable channels, and also stations that target minority audiences.
Now, we said swing states. People in those states know who they are. Which ones are they?
Initially, seven swing states, Ohio, Florida, Iowa, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin. Get ready for the ads. But the Kerry campaign also plans to roll out the ads in 17 other states before too long. It's also interesting to point out the states where Kerry doesn't plan to run any ads. Virginia, for instance. The Democrats spent $2.5 million on campaign ads in Virginia earlier this year, but they haven't really put a dent in the president's lead there, so now they're not spending any more money in Virginia.
And tell us about the strategy. What kind of thinking is going into these new ads?
Well, obviously, Kerry hopes to slow any momentum that President Bush might have coming out of the Republican convention this week. When it comes to presidential campaigns, Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia Center for Politics told me, timing is everything.
Polling bounces are strange animals, and they seem to grow exponentially in the day or two following the glow of a convention's close. So if you can cut off that glow or shield the public from some of it, then probably you'll reduce the advantage to the other candidate.
The Kerry camp is also eager to change the focus of the campaign. Republicans, of course, have been hammering away at him at the convention. And, of course, those swift boat ads, what Kerry wants to do is steer the debate toward the economy, so most of his ads will focus on jobs.
And what about coming out of New York and the convention? What about the Bush campaign ads ahead?
Don't worry. We'll see a lot of President Bush's ads on TV, too, though maybe not for a few days. The Bush campaign says it plans to begin its own ad blitz next Tuesday after the long Labor Day weekend. Unlike the Kerry campaign, though, the president only plans to buy 2 weeks of ad time at a time, so they'll be focusing their ads a little differently. And Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the latest figures on worker productivity.
Matthew Algio reports from Los Angeles for Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for a talk about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome, Noah.